You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
There's a funny story that came out yesterday that Jeremy and I were both laughing about. The headline was, what have you ordered and you are so excited for it to arrive?
Yes.
And that's funny, you know, speaking of online, is that we'll order something and then, you know, it's going to be delivered. Sometimes it's the very next day. Sometimes it's that day.
The next day shipping. Oh, the same day is incredible.
Yeah. And then you get, you know, maybe sometimes it takes a little while, maybe 5 to 7 days. What are you waiting for? And you're excited right now.
Oh my gosh, Dom. I'm so excited because I just ordered it yesterday. How many months and months and months have I been lusting over an e-bike?
You're getting
months.
One?
I pulled the freaking trigger yesterday. Good time of year and bad time of year to buy one. Good time because the one I wanted was dropped $500, and then I had another $100 off coupon, so I got $600 off the one I've been looking at.
So how much are you paying for it?
Yeah, we don't need to worry about that. But
come
it's
on,
also a bad time of year because the shipping thing says 15 days until arrival, and it's fall, and it's going to be cold and crappy soon. So I don't really get to enjoy it too much this year. But I got a good price on it, and I finally did it.
Why won't you tell me the price?
Oh, you know how much these things are.
I don't know. Is
they're
it
not
like
cheap.
15, after your discounts,
it's
is it like $1,500?
Yeah, it's up there. It's
more
up
than
there.
That?
But I've been lusting and saving, and well, you don't know the brand or anything.
I know, but I can get at least a basic.
I've been saving for a while, just tucking back, you know, and Knick Knack finally gave me the green light. She's like, just do it already, for God's sakes.
I'm seeing a whole bunch here for around between $1,500 and $2,000. Is that about right?
Sure.
Oh, it says here the average price of an e-bike is about $2,000. Knowing you, you went and got a little bit nicer.
I got one that I wanted, for sure.
High-end e-bikes can cost $6,000
or more. When I saw that it was going to be $600 off, I'm like, that's a pretty darn good chunk off. I think I'm going to go ahead and do it. And it was so funny. I waited until Knick Knack was on a conference call for work, and I paid with, you know, Apple Pay.
Yeah.
And it pings her because it hits your credit card. And so it hit it as she was on her conference call. I just got a message back like, WTF, did you just buy it? I was like, you gave me the green light like a week ago. So I did it. I did it. But anyway, I'm so excited. I'm watching the tracking and it's like, 15 days out. But I'm so excited for it to get here. I'm going to go cruise around Chatfield, I think, you know,
okay.
To christen it.
Now you put me to shame.
What's yours? Like a new blender or something?
Mine cost $22.
And it's all right.
It's very exciting. It is the keto brownie mix that I like.
Oh, yeah. You'll get the same amount of enjoyment.
To keep it in stores. You save where you can.
You
okay?
really do.
It's a nice little treat. It's a brownie mix, but it's keto brownie, so there's no sugar and all that other stuff in there.
Yeah.
But they have a hard time keeping it on the shelves at some of the stores, kind of like Sprouts or Whole Foods or whatever. And so I order it online. The problem is every time I order it, they say it'll be there in like 2 or 3 days, and then it gets delayed and delayed and delayed. The last time,
what's with that?
It took over a month before, because I guess it's high demand or
it's
something.
It's a high demand item, the keto brownie mix.
Believe it or not, keto brownie mix, man, is high demand. And I know now we're going to get 10,000 text messages.
You know, you can find it at the dollar store. Yeah.
Right, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
You guys don't know where I live. And then secondly, people are going to be like, well, I've got to know. What is that brownie? Mix. It's Miss Jones is the name of it.
Oh, Miss Jones brownie mix.
Miss Jones baking keto brownie mix.
Now envision
Gluten-free,
Dom with
low
his
carb, no sugar. Oh, it's naturally sweet.
It's healthy brownies. Now imagine Dom sitting on his couch with his shirt off with the pan of that on his belly, just going to town, giving it hell.
Nom, nom, nom,
brownie under his fingernails.
I can't wait for it to get here.
You need a bike.
Oh, I go running in the woods. It's fine. All right, so it's now your turn. We want to know, what have you ordered? And it hasn't arrived yet, but you are so excited. You kind of peek between the blinds there, and you look out to see if the delivery truck is pulled up. Now you're being that complete weirdo where you're peeking through the curtains to see if the delivery truck has arrived yet. And when it does, you go running out. Or, you know, sometimes, and I know this is ridiculous, I know a lot of people rush right out, but when the delivery thing arrives, I don't like to look like I'm that anxious for it. So I wait until the delivery truck has driven off before I scurry outside. Even if they're right there, I don't want to go out until they've driven off because I don't want to look like that freak. Like, oh my God, it's here.
My brownies.
Yeah, speaking of those brownies, I want to say a special thank you to Ashley because she heard me saying that I ordered those keto brownie mix. She's like, you know, Dom, you can just find the recipe on Pinterest.
It's true.
It's better when it's made from scratch.
Any recipe on Pinterest.
I'm like, oh, hush, let me enjoy
hush
my
up,
fun
man.
Little treat. And then besides Jeremy's e-bike, that he got, we've got people who are going way bigger than that. Like, who ordered the RAV4?
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
I saw Jenna that ordered. Jenna says, I ordered a Frenchie puppy from a breeder in Kansas. He's arriving next week. I can't wait. I know those Frenchies are upwards of like $5,000 to get a dog. Not RAV4 money, but a dog. You're waiting for a dog to arrive. That's kind of cute.
Yeah. Oh, it's Allie. That's who it is. The new Toyota RAV4 hybrid, and says, now every time I get stopped by the train that's, you know, passing in front, full of new cars, I wonder if Pearl is on there.
Are you on there? I want to do that.
She's already named the car.
I want to do that at some point in my life where you go on and you pick out the car and you build it. And you know, and then you send it off to the factory with your specs, what you want, and then they give you updates from the factory, you know, on where it's at on the assembly line and all that.
That's big time,
isn't
it? That's
big time. I want to do that sometime in my life. That's really cool.
Let's go to the phones. The category this morning is, what have you ordered, and you are deliriously excited for it to arrive? Abigail, what about you? What are you waiting with bated breath to arrive?
Last night, I put in an order for a jiu-jitsu gi, which is like the kimono that you wear while you're fighting, and it has a printed dragon on the inside of the gi.
Really? That sounds badass.
That sounds really cool.
Sounds like I don't want to mess with you.
You look stylish while you kick our butts. That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Could you kill us?
No.
Yes, you could.
I'll bet she probably
could. You seem all sweet and giggly.
Can you describe the person who attacked you? No, but they had an adorable kimono.
It was so cute.
So, Abigail, thank you so much for the call.
That's funny.
Brian says, my son is waiting for bow ties he ordered for our dog.
Oh, no. Cancel that order immediately. Jessica purchasing another summer item like I did. I guess it's the time of year. Jessica said a professional cornhole set that I got on clearance, handmade and hand painted with a Mario theme. They're epic. It is. It really is the time of year where you scoop up like all the summer stuff, you know? You're like, let's buy patio furniture.